My name is David Reed, and I am Bishop Coadjutor of the Episcopal Diocese of West Texas. I'm also a graduate of the Seminary of the Southwest MDiv program, class of 1983. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading, John 3:22-30. We hear about Jesus baptizing only twice in the New Testament. It confuses John's disciples and makes them anxious. All are going to Jesus, they say. Far from being worried about a loss in his own stature or a decrease in his own ministry, John is delighted. He is awash with joy, for he knows that he has been and is a participant in the mission of God's Messiah. My joy has been fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. We are in this holy season of waiting for the Messiah, remembering his first coming, so that we might be more awake to his coming today and eager for his future coming in glory. Like John's disciples, we're not always sure exactly what we should be watching for. When we see signs, they're as likely to confuse us as to comfort us. Who is this? What's he doing? What does he mean for us? Part of what it means for Jesus to be Messiah is that he brings joy. My joy has been fulfilled, John says, a prelude to Jesus' words at the Last Supper. I have told you these things that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. I love Advent and all the holiday hoopla, and I'm no Scrooge, but there's a real difference between the contrived jolliness of the holidays and the vibrant and abiding joy that Jesus brings. Watch and pray for joy breaking through. Let us pray. Come quickly, Jesus, in days of weary confusion, fill us anew with your life-giving joy, that we may share it with others. Amen.